AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. There's a settlement in the opioid crisis.
Purdue Pharma and its owners have agreed to pay $7.4 billion in a settlement to lawsuits over the toll of OxyContin. Members of the Sackler family who own OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and the company itself agreed to pay billions of dollars to settle lawsuits over the toll of the powerful prescription painkiller. The deal represents an increase of more than $1 billion over a previous settlement deal. The earlier deal was rejected by the Supreme Court last year. At a news conference celebrating the settlement, Kara Trainer, a Michigan woman in recovery for 17 years, addressed last year's ruling.
And I'm hoping that the entities that denied our settlement last time can take another look at what you took away from the people that have had their lives destroyed. And please do not do it again.
Besides this deal, there have been about $50 billion in opioid settlements announced in recent years. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump says he wants to attract more international business to the U.S.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. We're bringing them down very substantially, even from the original Trump tax cuts. But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff.
Trump says the amounts of the tariffs would differ. He spoke virtually from the White House to global leaders at the World Economic Forum. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship, regardless of the parent's immigration status. The ruling is from a case brought by the states of Washington, Arizona, Illinois, and Oregon. This is AP News. The U.S. and Europe have contrasting energy policies.
The president of the European Commission has reiterated the bloc's commitment to clean energy at a meeting on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos.
It is evident the clean energy transition is happening and it is there to stay.
A record 47% of the European Union's electricity now comes from solar and other renewables, according to a report, in yet another sign of the growing gap between the bloc's push for clean energy and the new US administration's pursuit of more fossil fuels. In contrast to von der Leyen's speech, President Trump praised the importance of coal while speaking via video link at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
But coal is very strong as a backup. It's a great backup to have that facility, and it wouldn't cost much more money.
President Donald Trump has pulled the United States out of the Paris Agreement, aimed at curbing warming, and is pursuing a drill, baby, drill energy policy. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.